tops that can be either removed or put down.
Sports cars.
All right. And what about small cars with two bucket seats instead of a one across? Is there any special name for that?
I think not. I think the bucket part just refers to the seat, mm-hmm. not the capacity.
All right. And what about the kind of automobile that might take you from the airport, that the airports often have to carry you from?
Limousine.
All right. And do you have any names, joking names, for example, for a very, very large car? Especially, sometimes somebody might say something if they feel a car is too big to be on the road or something.
Blunderbuss.
A blunderbuss?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anything else?
No, that's most unflattering.
Okay.
To the car, but there are a lot of them, you refer to them as blunderbusses.
Okay.
Awkward.
Okay. And what do you call a little truck that might be used for delivery?
Pickup.
All right. Now, if this was an enclosed thing, like a small truck that, say, a bakery might use to carry cakes around in or something like that, or, you know, a florist might have for delivering arrangements.
I don't believe that has any special name.
All right.
You might refer to it as just a delivery truck.
All right. And, of course, you said pickup a while ago. What's the difference between those?
Well, a pickup we think of, it immediately brings to mind a smaller truck.
Mm-hmm. All right. With a closed...
Yes, something that a drugstore might make deliveries, where the commodity is small enough to fit in a small truck.
Okay.
But you wouldn't want to deliver lumber.
Mm-hmm.
A flatbed truck would be up for lumber.
All right. Whereas a pickup is a pickup like a flatbed truck?
No, no, not ordinarily.
And the difference
it
would be?
Probably has a cabin.
Uh-huh.
And I would say most of them are enclosed.
Enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a covering in the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what do you call those trucks that have a small back end, but they're open and they have sides on them? What would you call that? Do you understand what I'm... They have a cab and then it has a bed in the back with sides around.
No, I don't believe I understand.
Well, farmers might haul feed in this.
Well, now, when we speak of hauling grain and cotton and that sort of thing, it's usually a transport.
Okay. All right. And I think I'm probably thinking of something smaller. The farmer may drive around all the time in his Ford.
Pickup.
Okay. What I was trying to distinguish, you were saying that it was, that you thought of a pickup as being covered.
Uh-huh.
And I was wanted to make sure whether you wanted to say that
there
pickups
are
covered.
There are types of pickup. They can either be enclosed or open.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know. What do you call that part of the automobile where you're... speedometer and gas gauge and so on.
Dashboard.
All right. And what do you call the little place that can be opened and closed on the in front of the passenger side?
Glove compartment.
All right. And if you had a little stretchy piece of thing